Bottom of Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Omar Rav Ado Bar Ava, which is approximately, let's say, 10, maybe 12 lines up from the bottom. Omar Rav Ado Bar Ava, Mispal Odom Tfiloso Bebeis HaMerchatz. You're allowed to daven in a Beis HaMerchatz Meisvei. We have a stira from a Braisa. HaNichnos Lebeis HaMerchatz. If a person goes into the Beis HaMerchatz, Malkom Shebnei Odom Obdim Levushim, if he's in an area where what we call the Cheder HaChitzoni, the outer chamber here, where people are just taking it easy, so to speak. You know, they're resting up, and most of the people are wearing their clothes at this point, is then Yesha Mikra Utfila V'Ein Tzarech Lomar Shela Shalom. He's allowed to daven there. He's allowed to read Kriyat Shema. Mikra means Mikra Kriyat Shema. And certainly he's allowed to say Shalom to his friend. Not only that, Meniach Tefillin, he can put on Tefillin in that area. V'Ein Tzarech Lomar She'ino Choleitz. And how much more so goes without saying he doesn't have to take off his Tefillin. But Mokom She'bnei Adam Om Dimarumim Ulevushim. Now he gets to the middle chamber. He's moving towards the Merchatz. People here, some of them are wearing clothing, some of them are naked. So then, Yesham Shela Shalom, in such an area, he's allowed to extend greetings of Shalom to his friend, but Ein Sham Mikro Tfila, he does not, he's not allowed to recite Kriyat Shema, he's not allowed to daven there, Eino Choleitz Tfilin. If he has Tfilin, he doesn't have to take off his Tfilin, but Eino Meniach Osan Lechatchila Barosha, he's not allowed to put them on, and if he's holding them in his tick, he cannot take it out of the tick to wear it, because since this cheder emtza'i, although it's not a merchatz gomur, it's not a complete merchatz, because some of the people are dressed there, but nevertheless it does have miktas, it has to some extent a partial status as a merchatz, and in tefillin the nafkamina is whether or not he's allowed to put on tefillin. Then we get to the third room, which is the real inner room. Malkom Shnei Adam Om Demarumim. This is the Chera Pnimi. People are washing there, they're schwitzing there, they're naked. Is Ein Sham Shela Shalom. He can't even say Shalom to his friend. The Ein Sham goes without saying that it's not a place where you're allowed to read Kriyat Shema Mikra or Tefillah Davin there. And if he's wearing tefillin, then choleitz tefillin, he has to take off his tefillin, v'ein tzarech lomar she'eino menicham, and it goes without saying he's not allowed to put on his tefillin. Not only that, as the Ran points out here, in the Chera Pnimi, you're not allowed to be maharer b'divrei Torah. In the middle room, where there are some people are naked, some people are dressed, there you're allowed to be Mahara B'divrei Torah. And if somebody asks them a question, you're allowed to answer, whether it's Asur or Mutter. You don't go into detail to explain the Pesach and the underlying reasons for the Pesach. So now we have a stira. Why? Because Rav Ado Bar Ava said that a person could daven tefillin in a Beis HaMerchatz. So Gemara explains, no, Kika Amar Rav Ado Bar Ava, what part of the Beis HaMerchatz did he have reference to? B'merchatz she'ein bo adam. He was talking about a place where no one is there naked. The Bryce is talking about a place where people are washing. So this answer is not going to sit well with the Gemara. V'ha Amar Rav Yossi Bar Chanina Merchatz she'amru afal pi she'ein rosham adam or Beis HaKisi she'amru is afal pi she'ein bo tzoa. When the Chazal said that you're not allowed to daven in a Beis HaMerchatz, it's even if no one is naked there now, no one's washing themselves now. But that's the status of Beis HaMerchatz. It's a place that's excluded from tefillah. And the Beis HaKisei likewise is excluded from tefillah, even if there's no feces there. Why? Because that's what it's designated for, and it's not an appropriate place for davening. Elokika Amma. Now we have to go back to the drawing board about Rav Ada. When did Rav Ada Bar Ava allow you to daven in a Beis HaMerchatz? That's Bechadati. That's a place that was designated as a Beis HaMerchatz, but no one has yet used it, not even on one occasion. And that's called hazmana. Hazmana is when you designate something for a certain purpose. Here it was designated as the Beis HaMerchatz. So Rav Adavar Rava says that hazmana does not generate an Iser tefillah if no one has ever used the Beis HaMerchatz. If someone has already used the Beis HaMerchatz, not just Hazmana, then it has the same Beis HaMerchatz with all the Surim that we mentioned before that apply, even though there's no one there, even though there's no one naked there. But it's also to be mispowled there, Afal Pisha Ein Bo Odom. So the Gemara asks a question now. This whole issue about Hazmana, if you designate something for a purpose, does it take on that status even before you use it? Miboy boy leila Ravina was a suffolk in the mind of Ravina, and he said, "Is mino if they designate a place the Beis Hakise Mahu? What's its status as far as Dovrishim Kedusha, as far as Tefillah and so forth is concerned? Do we say Yesh Zimun? The halacha validates the Zimun itself. The Zimun by designating it that engenders the Shem Beis Hakise, which in turn generates the Iser of Dabash B'Kedusha, O Ein Zimun." What do we say? No. When you designate a place, a location as a Beis HaKiseh, hasn't been used as a Beis HaKiseh, then the halacha is very flexible about that, very liberal, and Mutalolo Divi Kedusha, Dabash B'Kedusha. Why? Because they haven't used it yet. And that's called Hazmana Lav Milsahi. And Ravina could not come to any clear decision about this. So the Gemara is medayik lav hu adin lebeis hamerchatz. Shouldn't we assume that to the same extent Ravina vacillated about the status of hazmona vis-a-vis beis hakise, he would do so with regard to beis hamerchatz, and therefore would hazmona for merchatz generate the isur of dovash b'kedusha? Or would the Davish B'Kedush only apply once the Merchatz was used as such? And since Ravina didn't come to any conclusion on this question, how can you tell me that according to Rav Ado Bar Ava, it was partial, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that Hazmana would not generate an Iser in the Beis HaMerchatz, and you're allowed to daven there since no one ever washed themselves there? And that's not true, because we have a din of Hazmana Milsa, which again was a suffolk in Ravina. It's a bayi d'lo ifshitei, but nevertheless it was a tzad to say that Hazmana Milsa. And l'chora we should apply Hazmana Milsa both to a Beis HaKiseh and to a Beis HaMerchatz. After all, in both places the Isurim are the same Isur of Davish B'Kedusha and Tefillah. So the Gemara rejects this here on Daf Yudam and Beis, Shiny Beis HaKiseh Demois, that with regard to a Beis HaKiseh, different than a Beis HaMerchatz, it is Mois, and therefore Hazmana Milsa. Ravina had a doubt, and he vacillated about Hazmana, if you set aside a place for the need of the places as a Beis HaKiseh, that generates the Iser Davish B'Kedusha going to one side in Ravina's Suffolk. But with regard to Beis HaMerchatz, which is not Mos, then Hazmana is not an issue. Ein Hazmana Seres Lomar Bo Davish B'Kedusha. Now this is the way Rashi interprets the Sugya. Ravina's Suffolk was only with regard to Beis HaKiseh, which is Mos. But Tosus, the Rav Askel Shaini, here on the top of Daf Yudam in Beis, in their first answer, they explained that Ravina was Suffolk was not only with regard to a Beis HaKiseh, but also with regard to Beis HaMerchatz. But with regard to Beis HaMerchatz, he was poshed his Suffolk, She'ein Hazmana Oseres also. In other words, with regard to Beis HaKiseh, because it's Mos, he left it as an open-ended question. With regard to Beis HaMerchatz, he came to the conclusion that Hazmana Lav Milsa. That's the way Tosus interprets this Gemara. And therefore, we can reconcile this entire discussion here about Ravina with Rav Ada Bar Ava, who says that in Beis HaMerchatz, Hazmana Lav Milsa, if we talk about a brand new Beis HaMerchatz that's never been used. Now, Lahalocha, how do we paskin with regard to Ravina's Suffolk? The Ritva is of the opinion that in this case of Suffolk to Lo Ifshita, we're talking about a Suffolk to Rabbanan, and therefore we could be Mekil and Hazmana Lav Milsa. But the Rambam in Kriyat Shema, Perek Gimel, paskins that we should be machmir, and he generates and formulates an iser of kriyat shema from the time of hazmona lebeis hakisa. The Kesef Mishnah explains on this Rambam in the third parak of Hilchas Kriyat Shema that the suffik in our Gemara was nifshat lechumra. The writer disagrees, but that's the Rambam's opinion. Now the Gemara goes back to the Brisa about the dinim of a Beis HaMerchatz that we spoke about earlier, and we said the Cheder HaPnimi is then you're enjoined even from Sheila Shalom. Ain Shom Sheila Shalom in that Cheder HaPnimi, which is where people are naked. Misayel Leila Rav Hamnuna Mishmei De Ula. This would support the statement of Ula, the Omar, who says, Asul Yom Shitein Shalom Lechaver V'Beis HaMerchatz. You're not allowed to give Shalom in a Beis HaMerchatz. And why is that so? Mishum Shenemar Vayikra lo, we're talking about Gidon, who's talking in turn about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Shalom. And the name Shalom is a kinui, is an acronym for the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we're not allowed to mention it in a Beis HaMerchatz. Ela Me'ata, the Gemara asks, if you're telling me that you're not allowed to mention it or enunciate the word Shalom in a Beis HaMerchatz, because it's a kinui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, is then Hemnusa Nami Osulameima. When a person wants to take a shvua and he wants to emphasize how serious it is, he says the word Hemnusa, which in Hebrew would be Emunah, Emuna. That also should be forbidden to be mentioned in a Beis HaMerchatz or in a Beis HaKiseh. Tichsiv Hakel HaMemon. And HaKadosh Baruch is called Ne'eman V'chitema Hachinami. So, okay, so let's come to that conclusion that you're not allowed to mention the name of God even in an Emunah in the Beis HaKiseh. So V'chitema Hachinami. And the Gemara answers V'omar Rav Bar Machasi, Omar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Omar Rav Shori Lememar Hemnusa V'Beis HaKiseh. You see that Rav allowed you to say the name Ne'eman in a Beis HaKiseh, that Emunah, which should be an anacronym of Hakel HaNe'eman, of God's name. So why are you telling me that there's an Isur Sheila Shalom? How do we reconcile the Brisa that there's an Isur Sheila Shalom in a Beis HaMerchatz, and yet you're allowed to say Emunah in a Beis HaMerchatz, even though God's name is Emunah, Hakel HaNe'eman? So Gemara answers, Hasam, in the case of Ne'eman, Shem Gufei Lo Ikre Hachi, the name of Hashem is not called Emunah. Dimitagaminon, how do we translate this Pasuk, Allah Mehemna, Hashem Shehu Ne'eman, V'haynu Shekach Hanhagoso? But that's not his name, that's the way we can perceive his actions. Hacha, but here, when we're talking about Gidon, then Shem Gufei Ikre, Shem Hashem Atzvo Nikre Shalom. Tichsiv Vayikra Lo Hashem Shalom. So what we have over here is a final maskana of the Gemara that the name of Hashem is not called Ne'eman. And when we translate the Pasuk into Aramaic, the Targum of Elah Mehemna, which we thought God who's Ne'eman, or his name is Ne'eman, it means that that's his Hanhaga, that's not his name. Elah is his name. Mehemna is the way he's knowing. It's reliable. Hashem is Ne'eman. But that's not his name. But here with Gidon, it says that Shem Gufei Ikri, the Shem Hashem itself is called Shalom. Tchsiv Vayikra Lo Hashem Shalom. Now, once we brought the tradition here of Rav Bar Machasya, in the name of Rav Chama Bar Guri, in the name of Rav, we're going to mention other halachas on the statements from the same tradition. V'yomer Rabban is kras omer Rab Chama grub omer hanosim atonu l'chaveiro sorech lo dio. Person gives a gift, you have to notify the recipient. And according to Rashi, it seems that you have to notify the recipient before you give him the gift, because he may be embarrassed to receive the gift. But as a result of the fact that you notify him, then that's already easier. He says, "Mitoch shemodio is mitaritzim bidvarim v'yeno misbayish." So normally, when a person receives a gift, he is embarrassed to receive a gift, but if you notify him about the gift, then he's less embarrassed. And we have to understand why. Why is that so? That just because you tell him, "Hey, I'm giving you a gift," therefore he's not mizbayish. Or, for example, let's say he put the gift in his house and he never notified him. Now he has to notify him. What happened to the element of busha here? He writes here in the note, L'chora tamua. Ketzad efshel lomar shegidon kara l'shem Hashem atatzmo shalom. Hari atargum tirgem di ovid lei shalom. Mashmash anagoso shalom v'ein zeh shmo. And Tosis, the Ramaslim mitargeminon, says that l'olam gidon kara l'shem Hashem atzmo shalom. But the Targum seems to say that he was an Osa Shalom. Hashem is an Osa Shalom, but it's not that Shalom is the name of Hashem. But getting back to the gift, how do we know that you have to be Modia someone about the gift? Shenemar, it says with regard to Shabbos, in Parshas Ki Tisa says, V'ata daber b'nei Yisrael imor, ach eshav sosai tishmoru ki osi b'ni v'neichem l'dorsem l'das, ki ani Hashem mekadshem, mekadshchem. Ani bo lohudiyom shebertzoni lekadshon. With regard to Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch says, I'm coming to notify them that I want to sanctify them through the Kedushas HaShabbos. Tanya Navi Hochi, you have a braisa that would support that position. And again, when I say that position, it's basically attributed to Rav, if you go through the whole, he's the originator. So the Bryce is darshing the pasuk l'das ki ani Hashem kachachem omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe matana tov yesh li v'beis genazi v'shavah shmo v'ani mevakesh litna l'Yisrael lech v'hodiyem shani rotze litnem lahem. Mikan, from this, that Hashem sent the Shliach as Moshe Lodil Yisrael to notify them, she wrote to the Seslev as HaShavas, that's what's going on over here. So let's just review. According to this Braisa, it says that with regard to Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares he has a Matana Tova Bebeis Genazi. It's called Shabbos, and I want to give it to Klal Yisrael. Lech, he tells Moshe Lodiyam, notify them. And we derive from this, as the Braisa, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Moshe as a Shliach to tell the people of Israel he's giving them the Shabbos, then he told them in order to be Modia that they're receiving a great gift from Beis Kenozai. Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, and also in Pas Latino, Tzarech Lodiyah Le'imo Shenosam Lo. So you give a beautiful piece of bread to a tinok, then tzarech lodia le'imo, he has to notify the child's mother. Ma'ovid lehu, how he's going to notify the child's mother? The child is right here, he wants to give him a slice of bread. The Gemara is now offering simonim that you put on the body of the child, the harmless simonim. And when the parents see those simonim, they're going to ask what happened until they'll find out. So Omar Abaye, shoyef le mishcha umoli le kochalo. He should take a certain kind of oil and place it between his eyes. or alternatively molile kuchla. Kuchla is kind of a bluish cosmetic. What do you call it? Anyway, it's called kochal in Hebrew. So he should put it around his eyes. And then somehow when the mother will ask him, who did this? Then the child will respond and say, look, so-and-so did it, but he gave me a pas, he gave me a piece of a loaf of bread. And that's going to create ribui ava, because the parents will know now what this person did for his son, and that's going to be marbe chiba and reus b'Yisrael. But the Gemara asks, even the chayshina l'kshaf, we don't go around placing colors, you know, rouge or whatever these colors are, around the eyes, because what's going to happen is that people are going to start speaking about kshafim. You know, maybe this was done by a sorcerer in some sort of magic. Why? Because when you put this kind of stuff between your eyes, then Tachshod imo shekishef oso. What does that mean? Tachshod imo shekishef oso. It sounds like the mother, in this case, will actually be afraid that maybe this person got a hold of her son and gave him some sort of whammy through sorcery. So what? Again, what should he do to notify the mother that he gave the child a gift? Omer of Papa Shoifle be Oso Hamin. In other words, he gave a gift from something, let's take the object of bread, a loaf of bread. So there are pirurim, there are crumbs from this bread. Somehow he's meant to send the boy back to his mom with these crumbs. Maybe he put them between the hairs of the child. And the mother finds out about it, and she starts investigating. Who did this to you? So that's called Shoifle Me Oso Amin. These crumbs on the head of the child will be a simon that the person gave the child a loaf of bread. The Gemara asks, Aini, is this really so, that a person who gives a gift to his friend, he has to tell him, he has to notify him? The Amar Rav Chama B'Rabbi Chanina no se matonel chaveru eino tzarech lodio. Just the opposite. Shenemar, it says in Parshas Ki Tiso, Moshe lo yada ki koran or panav bedabro ito. Moshe wasn't even aware of this gift that was given to him by the Almighty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu that he gave him this unbelievable matana of Kiron Arpanov. So how do we reconcile the two? Whether it's Tzarech Lodio or Ein Tzarech Lodio, Lo Kasha. Ha b'milsa di'avida ligluye v'ha b'milsa d'lo avida ligluye. So there are certain things that could be known and will be known. They'll be, you know, down the line people will find out about it, and in such a case you don't have to notify him. So the Gemara asks, Shabbos Davide Ligui, the source that we brought to prove that you have to be Modion and give was Shabbos, and Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going in the future down the line to command us on the Shabbos. It'll be Golui that he gave us this great gift. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to be Modia to Klal Yisrael from the get-go? The Gemara answers, Matan Schara Lo Avid Ligluye. What HaKadosh Baruch wanted to reveal was the great reward that we'll get for observing the Shabbos, and that's not something that is clear or will become clear in the future. That's not a Milsad David Ligluye. If HaKadosh Baruch wanted to be Modiyim through Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara now brings a story about this. Rav Chizda, Havinokit biyodei tarte matnosa the Torah. He was holding on to a double portion of matnas kuhuna of meat that was taken from his shor. I guess he shechted the ox, and now he's bringing two gifts from this to the meat of this Geshachtana Shar to the Kohanim. Is Omar, he declares, Kol man di osi v'yomar li shmaiti tochara to mishmei derav. If anyone can tell me a chiddush that I don't know about in the name of my Rebbe Rav, Yahiv nolei nehile, I will give him these matanos. Two matanos from the shar that was slaughtered. Two matanos. Amalei Rav bar Machasya, Hachi Amar Rav, Hanosi matan lechaver tzoch lodi shenemar ledaski ani Hashem mekadishchem. So on the one hand, we saw that Rav Chisda, who's a Kohen, was offering two gifts to anyone who could bring him a sugya, a shmaitita, in the name of Rav. And Rava says that in the name of Rav, that when somebody gives a gift, he has to notify him. Shenemar ladaski ani Hashem mekadishchem. So when Rav Chisda heard this, it's a brand new aloch that he was unaware of, the name of his Rebbe Rav, Yave Nile. He gave to Rav Bar Machesi this gift of the Zug Hamatanot, this pair of two gifts, whether they're two pieces of meat from the shar, or it could have been, in theory, anything. Amar, so Rav Bar Machesi turns to Rav Chisda and he says, I don't get it. Chaviven Alecha Shmaitita Derav Kulei Hai? Wow, this is wild. You know, you're giving me two expensive pieces of meat from your ox that you slaughtered, and all because you have a beloved feeling for the sugyas of Rav. Amalein, so Rav Chisda said yes. Amalei, so Rav turns back to him. He says, "Hainu di Amar Rav." Let's take a look at another statement of Rav. So Rav Chisda says that again. It's so chaviv. So Rav says, you know what? Let me give you another statement of Rav that I heard from Rav. And then maybe I'll get a greater reward. Hayni Doma Rav, Milsa Alvashua Yakira. This is a reference to a cloak or a coat that was woven from wool. And in this case, the wool was very, very, very clean. You didn't have to clean off the wool because all the schmutz that gets in there. And they cleaned it with just 1 second. It says here, Me'il mitzemer noki shel keves ben yomo al b'shayu yakira. It was a beautiful garment. And again, let's get the names. It's Rava. Chaviven al Shmaita was Rava, and now he's telling him, Me'il mitzemer noki shel keves ben yom al b'shayu yakri yaku ma'od bi'enei harogula lovshol. Ah, he's giving him a moshol. In other words, you're a Talmud of Rav, and you love his Torah. You're regular to hear his Torah, and therefore you run around looking for his Torah. And this is based on a mashal of a certain kind of a cloak that is very expensive. Anyone who gets used to wearing such a thing, a regular lovshol, and that's the same thing as the nimshal. How much Rav Chisda wanted to hear Torah from his Rebbe. Amar Rav, Amalei Amar Rav Hachi. If Rav actually said this, the business about the Me'il and Al B'Shei Yikira, is then Basraisa Adifa Mitlimi Kasmais. This last Shmua that you told me the name of Rav is even more beloved to me than the first Shmua. The Avinok in the Kitna Achrita Yahivnloch. If I was still holding on to more Matanos, I would have given you more Matanos. especially for this last Shmuel. So this Gemara is all about the love of Rav Chisda for the Torah of his Rebbe Rav. But I'm curious to know what the significance of this Basraisa is. Let's just see. Kishenolad Akeves, Simro Noki Bi Osoyom. At the day that it's born, its fleece are clean. The Koshrin Beged Svivav Bi Osoyom Te Lishmar Simro Shalot Tinot Yiton Nef. Hamemra Shni Adifali Olai Mipne Shehino Gas Vimuchar Elai Shechavivin Olai Divrei Ra Ve'ilu Hamemra Shona He dover royal chala olam. Now let's ask a number of questions over here. Number one, why was it necessary for Rav Chisda to give a gift to someone who would tell him a chiddush from Rav? And without that, they wouldn't have given him a chiddush. And why does Rav Bar Machasya tell him the second maimra, and only after he got the gift? He didn't tell the second Maimer immediately when Rav Chisda said he would give a gift to anyone who gives him a Chiddush. Also, why is it that Rav Chisda loved the last statement? The Rishon is a halachic statement, the Shnia is only a Melitza. And therefore, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver offers another interpretation, and he says the following. Rav Chisda Shoma Meirav Shanosi Maton Chaver Tzoch Lodiyo Machmas Kein Hichris Sherotzu Loseis Maton V'rova Bar Machas Yehavin Kavanoso V'yomalo Kach Omer Rav Anosi Maton Chavero Tzoch Lodiyo V'lo omar lo zos kimemer chadosha. V'afal pichin hevi lo amatona machmashet chaviven olav divrei rav. So again, it seems like this statement of Rav, Hanosi matonel chavero, was known. And it was known to Rav Chisda, so it's not a shuma chadosha. But nevertheless, Rav Chisda is going to award Rav with a gift. And the reason for that is Kishara Afalpi Apichen Hevilo Esamatona Machma Shechaviven Olav Divrei Rav. So again, even though he's telling him something he knew already on Matzach Lodio, but nevertheless he gave him a gift because he was very excited about it. Now Rav Bar Machasya sees how beloved the Torah of Rav is in the eyes of Rav Chisda, even for things that he already knew. So he tells him, Divrei Rav shal lovesh me'il, areu yokar b'enei alovesh, when we came in shezu hoysa memer chadosha itzel Rav Chisda, that a person who wears this me'il is very excited about it, because it's a me'il mitzemer naki, special wool of the keves ben yomo, and al b'shayu yakira, it's yakir ma'od b'yeni haragil lulovsho, someone who gets used to it, he really loves it. And because you're a talmid of Rav, and you love to hear the words of Rav, I'm going to share this with you as well. This was a memra chadosha that Rav Chisda had never heard, and even though it wasn't la'alocha, but nevertheless, it was Adifa, it was better than the first member, which was Tzarech Lodio, that Rav Chisda was aware of in the past. V'yom Rav Bar Machasya, Omer Rav Chama Bar Gurya Marav, L'yolam Al Yishane Odom Es Beno Ben Bon Bonim. He shouldn't give more to one child than he gives to the other child. You know, that favoritism is a very dangerous, you know, you're treading some very thin water. And why is that? Shebishvil Mishkal Shnei Sloim Melas is a kind of tzemer noki, as we said before. Shenosan Yaakov Avinu Yosef Yosef Mishar Bonov Niskanu Boechov Benizgalgal Adovar V'yardu Avosenu L'mitzrayim. So this Semer Noki, which eventually was made into the Ksonis Pasim and was given to Yosef as a special gift from his father Jacob, that created such jealousy that at the end, after Shtalshus Advarim, we, our forefathers, ended up in Mitzrayim, in the Golos of Mitzrayim, because of this favoritism of Yaakov for Yosef. Mishkal Shnei Sloy. And this is sheer Lavdafka. It means a Ktonis Pasim usually weighs more than Shnei Sloy. But that's what's going on here. Favoritism. Favoritism is a very dangerous business. He says, Afshe Belozek Kvar Nigzar Bein Absorim. In other words, Avraham Avinu already, Abayin Avsorim knew and was revealed to Avraham Avinu the Gzera of Mitzrayim, but Shemel Elo Kinas Achim, if not for the jealousy and the sale of Yosef, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have implemented that Gzera, or it wouldn't have been so terrible to be in Mitzrayim, such Inu. Okay then, so let's see where we got up to here. We're up to the two dots towards the bottom of Daf Yud Amud Beis, and we're up to Omar Rava Bar Machasio, which is about, let's see, seven lines up from the bottom of the Amud.